The downtown L.A. where poet Lewis Mack Adams lives isn't quite the city portrayed in Blade Runner, but it does have some dark, gritty stories, and Lewis writes them down. Here's one of his close-to-home tales. He calls this one The Emperor of the Alleyway.
In the heart of L.A.'s historic core is a grimy alleyway between the Bartlett Building and the Broadway Exchange. Not quite wide enough for two cars, the alley dead ends about 100 feet in at a 10-foot-high chain-link fence crowned with razor wire. No matter what time of day it is, the alley is draped in shadows and damp. You have to shout above the roar of the ventilator fans from Clifton's cafeteria's kitchen to be heard. One day, I was walking up 7th when I noticed a couple of gay kids stumbling along the sidewalk trying to hold each other up. Suddenly, the two disappeared behind a dumpster for what looked like a little impromptu cuddle, when, out of a back door, a black man appeared, dressed entirely in black, a black hard hat with the word security scratched into it, black lace-up boots like a lot of the security guys wear, black plastic windbreaker with security spelled out in big white block letters across the back. He shooed the boys away in no uncertain terms. That was my introduction to Larry Marshall, the Emperor of the Alleyway. For a few bucks, there's a lot Larry can do to help you out. He can find you a key to unlock the dumpster if you got stuff that's too big for the trash chute. He's got a few orange traffic cones that can temporarily save you a parking spot in front of the building. I know who's who and what they do, Larry says. He calls himself an expediter. I'm like quality control. Larry says his mom was a backup singer from Vancouver, B.C., who came down to L.A. to sing with Little Esther Phillips and Dinah Washington. He calls himself a functional alcoholic. One time, he pulled up his pants cuff to show me where he'd only recently been shot for the 9th time. Eventually, Larry found himself separated from his wife and children, living on a downtown loading dock. The developer converting the building next door to Clifton's let him stay in an unused storefront that he has to share with stacks of sheetrock or whatever's being delivered that day. There's no running water, and he has to hide his stuff from the building inspectors, but it's better than being outside. It makes him feel like he's not homeless, even though he knows when the building is done, he'll have to go. It kills me that whatever outfit he has on includes something with the word security. In this part of town, every building's got somebody doing security. Up and down the side streets off Broadway, there's a dozen stores selling security gear. And yet nobody feels secure. Nobody has any security.
Poet Lewis Mack Adams is the founder of the conservation organization Friends of the L.A. River.
It's happened to all of us. You're in the middle of listening to a gripping radio story.
And you have to take a shower or walk the dog or put the baby down for her nap.
Well, you never have to miss a day-to-day story again.
We're podcasting our show, so if you miss a bit of it, you can listen later on your iPod or computer. It's easy.
Go to npr.org/day-to-day, click on the podcast link in the right-hand column, and just subscribe.